time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Get ready for the number one internet radio show anywhere. Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, it's Sam and Stephanie in the Morning. If you'd like to get in touch with the show, dial them up right now at 323-203-0815. And now strap in for Sam and Stephanie in the Morning right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Tuesday, May 17th. What a morning.
Because I'm here?
Because you're here.
Good morning, Sammy.
Good morning.
What's going on?
What's going on is Arnold Schwarzenegger has a love child.
I saw
and
that.
This is a great piece of news early in the morning.
I know. This is fantastic. I just was reading this actually before we got on air. I feel like there's going to be like more than one child. I feel like this is the
you
first
think
of
so?
Many.
Yeah.
I don't know. He is not a good guy.
With a household staffer, no less.
I know.
You know?
10 years ago.
What is it
ago?
With those men and the maids? You know,
one chasing after one, about to rape her, and now this one having a child with her.
Yeah.
But she still worked for him. Is that the deal?
No, like she left already.
Oh, okay.
She had left before. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So 10 years ago, he had a child.
Yeah.
And he gave her child support.
Yeah.
And
then
Maria
he only told
knew.
Maria after he left the governor's office.
After they decided to split.
Yeah.
Right? He was like, oh, by the way, I've had a child with somebody.
No, I think that's why they split up, yeah. But no, he told her like after he left the governor's mansion. So obviously he waited for 10 years until this happened.
That's so...
At any rate, we have a great guest in the studio. We'll bring her in a few minutes.
I know. I'm so excited.
And, yeah, I'm excited, too, because we met last week,
mm-hmm.
and I liked her, so I had her come in.
I'm sure you did, Sam. I am sure you did, my friend. She's cute, so I get it.
Yeah.
I understand. Yeah, but it said that back in, what, 2003 or maybe before that,
yeah.
complaints of 16 women... Were
oh, yeah, I remember
about,
that one.
Yeah,
when
that,
he was running for governor.
Yeah, it was back in, what, 2003,
yeah.
right? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, people, yeah
16 women,
were saying,
came out to say that they were groped and molested by him.
Right.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that was
what a guy.
Yeah. I know, what
governor.
A guy.
What
huh?
a guy.
Yeah. I'm telling you, guys only
it.
Think with their dicks,
well,
man.
Just,
you can't explain it any other way, you know?
Well, I agree with that. But it just goes back to what we were saying about yesterday, just like... First of all, you don't know who you're living with.
Right.
I mean, she obviously didn't know, or maybe she didn't. She decided not to care about it. Who knows? I don't know. But then, you know, a man in a position of power.
Yeah.
Again. Thinking that, you know what? I can do this.
Yeah.
I can treat women like this, and it's okay.
Yeah.
And it's just disgusting.
But you see, that's the thing. I think men do it all the time. It's just that we don't know about them because they're not famous or
oh,
powerful.
Oh, I agree with that.
Know?
No, I agree with that. But then when you're in a position of power where...
Right.
Look, you're in front of all these people. You know at some point it's going to come out. You know it's going to.
Yeah.
Even whether it's now or years down the road, it's going to come out that something happened.
Yeah,
I mean,
you get caught.
Yeah. Now look at this. Wow. So now he's got 5 children and maybe more and counting.
Yeah, we never know, right?
Who the hell knows?
So maybe these women were right after all. I don't know. You know?
That what?
All these allegations that he was sexual misconduct and things like that.
Do you think, I mean, I think for the most part, well, you know what? Some women will do it just to be famous. But
yeah.
you know what? If you're going to come out and say that you were molested or raped by somebody, that's a huge thing to say.
It is.
Like, I was molested when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not something that I'm okay with talking about it, but I'm just
right.
saying it's not something that is easy to talk about, that women go around and be like, yes, I was molested or I was raped.
Right,
and,
yeah.
You know,
but
so,
I think sometimes people get paid and shit like that. You know, I mean, that's possible too, you know?
Well, it's...
Things are not always what they seem.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I do. I mean, obviously, there's, you know.
Different... Yeah, but when there's a few women, I think you're right. You know, maybe there is something there.
Like 16 women are saying.
Yeah.
I mean, not saying that they were raped, but
right.
molested or fondled or whatever, groped, whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not even okay. It's not like you go up to any guy and just grab their package and be like, hey, what's up? I wonder if I would get in trouble for that, actually. Maybe I'll try it and see what happens.
Grab a package.
I don't know. I'm not going to do it. Dads, don't listen, Dad. Anyway, so what's going on? What did you do last night? Anything fun?
No, nothing. You know better than to ask.
I know, but I'm hoping one day you'll say, you know what? I had the best night ever.
Sometimes we do, yeah, but...
No,
yeah,
crazy
we don't
sex.
Go out as much as well. If there was, I wouldn't tell you about it.
Damn it! Come on. I want to know.
When
about
there's
your
people
creep.
Involved, you can't talk about this shit. You
that's
know.
That's true. Your wife is sitting right in the other room. Maybe we'll just not talk about that.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Well, so much for Arnold. But let's bring in our guest. We have Larkin Love in the studio. Good morning.
Good morning.
And
good morning,
thank you
honey.
For joining us.
Yes, thank you for coming
She's
in.
She's beautiful,
oh, it's
huh?
my pleasure.
You're gorgeous, and yeah. I love your purple hair.
Well, thank you.
When did you do that?
Oh, gosh. Well, I've had it this color for years off and on. I keep coming back to it. This particular dye job is about 4 weeks old.
There you go.
Yeah. So you dyed purple, and does it change shades and stuff like that? Or
I alter it a little bit. I try to keep it in the indigo range. I think it looks really good on me.
Yeah. I agree. I like it.
Suits me.
I don't know if I could do purple hair.
No.
You should see it in the mohawk. That's really striking.
Oh, that's hot.
Yeah, when I put it up instead of just flipping it to the side.
Right. Ah. You do have like a unique haircut, right? I mean, it's like on one side short and on the other side long.
It's actually buzzed on both sides.
Oh, it is.
It is a
okay.
full mohawk.
Really?
I'm just good at making it look like a normal haircut when
it's
down.
It down. Okay.
It's versatile.
There you go.
Yeah.
Why not?
So you like to make statements and everything, and obviously, you know, you've got tattoos and stuff. And we were going over this before the show that you've got a few tattoos and stuff, and the one on your stomach's pretty big, huh?
Yeah, it's actually a couple of pieces that have sort of come together over the years.
Right.
What is it?
It's a big tribal design if you want to see it.
Yeah,
sure. Let's see it.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Holy hell, girl.
Yeah, that's pretty big, huh?
Wow. Oh, my God. That has got to hurt.
Well, it doesn't hurt now.
Well, no.
That's all you think about
she's
is the pain.
I know. I'm just terrified of the pain. That's really awesome, though.
Yeah.
How did you, like, this is what I'm always curious about.
Mm-hmm.
It's some, like, I've thought about getting tattoos, and there's part of me that really wants one. But again, like I said, I don't know what I would put on for the rest of my life. But, I mean, have you been thinking about this for a while? Like, your design and what exactly you want? And are you still in love with the fact that you got this tattoo?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, that's good.
For each installment, I usually spend all year thinking about it.
Okay.
And then I have it done on my birthday, so I have that much time to really consider it. And one of the secrets, in at least for me, for being happy with a tattoo for years, is to go in with a general idea and the area where you want it.
Okay.
And get an artist to draw it out. That way it's not straight from my own mind. It's not a perfect snapshot of what I was thinking at a particular time. It still holds meaning, but I'm very happy with all the work I have done because I got an artist to put their spin on my idea.
I see. Okay.
So.
Oh, that's cool.
This is cool. And at what age did you start getting tattoos? Was it early?
18.
18. Okay.
And
yeah,
how old are
I
you
guess
now?
You have to wait till then, huh?
I'm 25.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you going to get more?
Yes. Yeah, definitely. We're not done.
We're not done. Just don't get a tattoo on your face.
Oh, God, like never. No, no, no.
I feel like that's too much going on there.
No, that's too much for me.
I feel like at some point they're going to regret that.
There are areas I refuse to tattoo.
There we go. Okay. Yeah. Well, at least that you got that going on. Okay, so you, go ahead, Sam. Where are you going to
Where are you originally from, Larkin?
Well, I was born in Boston, but you could really say I'm from Texas. I spent most of my adolescence there, and I lived the longest.
Oh, really?
There.
Where in Texas?
Houston.
Oh, really?
Primarily.
Yeah.
Did you like it?
Yeah, I enjoyed living there.
Yeah.
Honestly. You know, people give Texas a bad name, but it's not a bad place to live. And actually, down in Houston, where I used to live in the Montrose area, it's like the arts and gay district. It's pretty wonderful. It's pretty liberal.
Yeah.
Wow.
There's a lot of good food, museums, great art scene, great bar scene.
Mm-hmm. Sounds good.
Yeah.
So why did you leave?
I enjoy the nomadic lifestyle. And it's always been my dream to make it out to the West Coast. I finally had the opportunity to do that 3 months ago.
Oh,
cool. What's a nomadic lifestyle? How do you How do you describe that? You just like to live in different places all the time, or?
Yeah. I like to keep it fresh. I get tired of a city and I want to see something new. I like exploring new places, meeting new people. And as a result of this, it's not like I'm running from something. As a result of this, I have friends all over the country.
Right.
That's good.
So
you have somewhere to stay when you travel.
Exactly, which is one of my favorite things to do.
Yeah. Have you driven cross country?
I have several times.
Me too.
Several times. Wow.
I've done it about 5 times.
Yeah, I'd like to do that.
Oh, it's so fun. I've driven from LA to Boston a couple times.
Yeah.
And then LA to Chicago. Yeah. Mm. It's so fun.
Yeah.
I highly recommend it. And I highly recommend if you get with somebody like if you start a relationship, I would say to test the relationship, get in a car and drive cross country because you learn a shit ton about that person.
Really? Huh?
Oh yeah, I did. I have to say it was pretty amazing.
Nobody should have to spend that much time with someone, you know, nonstop.
It's fun. Well, you don't talk the whole time, but it's fun. I have to say it's really fun though. I had a great time every time I drove cross country. Anyway, okay, so you came out here 3 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And now you...
So you moved here just because you wanted to try LA, is that it? Or did you have anything specific that you came for?
Well, I was living in Vegas. I was there for about 2 years.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And I got sick of it the way that I do.
Yeah.
Vegas.
It was time to move on. It was time to move on. And I made a friend here, met him online, and we just hit it off in a way. He's like, hey, I need a roommate. I'm like, I will be there.
Really?
So I filled my car up with stuff and I showed up like a week later.
Oh, cool.
And that's just how I do things.
Yeah.
And that's awesome.
Yeah. I tried going to college here, but nobody gave me a scholarship. So I got here as quick as I could.
Oh, well.
So what did you do in Vegas?
More of the same.
Yeah.
Yeah. Modeling. Okay. I stripped.
Okay.
And I did burlesque.
Oh, wow. That's fun. You make some good money in Vegas, baby.
It was all right. It had its moments. That's for
sure. I don't know if I could live there, though. That's
I lived there twice, you know, but not recently, you know, in the 70s and the 90s. Mm-hmm. But now it's so packed, you know, and it's like, I don't enjoy Vegas anymore. But you lived there for 2 years and you got enough of it and you've had enough and you said, I'm moving to L.A. Sounds good. So you've been modeling. When did you start modeling?
When I was 20.
Oh, okay. So
yeah,
5 years ago.
Now. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's cool. You're on Model Mayhem. I see this.
Oh, I know that site.
Yeah. So, I mean, this is pretty interesting stuff, you know? I mean, you like, obviously, I mean, you're very, like, worldly. I mean, you've got a lot of things you're into, you know, and that's amazing, you know?
Thank
like,
you.
Look at our genres, for example. Art, body paint, erotic, fetish, glamour. Hair, makeup, lifestyle, lingerie, parts modeling, performance, and on and on and on. So you definitely got your niche there, huh?
I am very versatile. That's, you know, I make a point to be.
Yeah.
And I think my portfolio so far reflects that.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true. So so you've done modeling, and you did stripping in Vegas as well?
Yes.
Okay, where did you strip? Like the...
what was the club?
Yeah.
I worked at Glitter Gulch for a while. I worked at Crazy Horse 3. I worked at a place called Discreet, which I think shut down now.
Mm-hmm.
Was that full nude or topless?
No, just topless.
Just topless.
I think it's in Texas you can do fully nude, right?
I did dance nude there.
Okay.
Yeah.
And they serve alcohol, correct?
They don't serve. It's BYOB.
Got
but
it.
I actually enjoyed stripping in Texas a lot. I would love
to
take a working vacation back
there.
There
you go.
There's a place in Dallas called The Clubhouse. Vinnie Paul owns it from Pantera. And all the girls, pretty much, are rocker chicks. It's the only place I've ever worked where tattoos, piercings, crazy hair, you can wear whatever you want.
Oh, that's
they only
cool.
play rock and metal and stuff like that. It's the most fun I've ever had dancing. I would love
really?
To go back.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So that's sort of a niche place, huh? I mean, because many places, they don't let you have tattoos and piercings and things like that.
And
to
that's
be
something
dancer,
I would run into. Yeah.
There are, I've been to a couple, like Jumbo's Clown Room out here, I think does.
Really?
I think, I'm almost positive because I've been there a couple times and it's like, have you been to Jumbo's?
I haven't been to any clubs out here at all.
You need to go to Jumbo's. It's like, I can't even really describe Jumbo's. It's pretty wild and out there, but I think you might like it. Like, it's fun to go. I used to go with my ex-husband's friend a lot. And he was good friends with one of the strippers there. I forget her name right now. Lola. And she, I think she actually had tattoos. And it was fine. They had some crazy girls and fun girls, like some hot, really hot, some just funky. It's probably one of the weirdest places, but I loved it. You should check it out, seriously.
I'll check it out for fun, if nothing else.
Exactly. Yeah. Just to go for fun, it's awesome.
Because I love going to strip clubs just for the hell of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, so do I. I like strip clubs, too.
I'd like to be able to go. So now, when you go to a fully nude club, there's no alcohol, right? Only topless bars?
Yeah. In Vegas, that's the case.
Oh, really?
In Texas, they do have booze. Oh, in L.A.?
I think in L.A., too. Yeah.
In L.A., too, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, they can't serve alcohol if they're...
I wonder why, you know? I mean, what's the difference?
Well, it's because they get rowdy. Because guys get really excited and get rowdy. And it's safe but for they safety do that for girls.
But they do that when they go to a topless bar, too, you know?
You know what? Let me weigh in on this. I think it's just to spoil people's fun. Because having worked at nude bars... I'm serious. Having worked at nude bars in Texas, where alcohol is available... And actually, places I worked in Illinois, fully nude, full bar.
What?
Really?
I'm from there.
Fully nude, full bar in East St. Louis. Yes.
Oh.
It was no rowdier than anywhere else.
Really?
It really depends on the area and the particular club. I don't think, you know, how... Yeah. I don't think there's a relationship between the degree of nudity, the alcohol served, and the rowdiness.
Right. Yeah, I don't think so either, you know, but
well,
lawmakers...
Well, if you say so.
Yeah.
I've never stripped, so I don't know. I would just think that would be the case.
Yeah.
But... just because some guys can get, guys can get nasty anyway, let's be honest. But, you know.
The roughest places I ever worked were topless bars.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? Wow, that's interesting.
Yeah. I think when women are nude, when it's a nude place, guys realize, okay, I have to behave. At least that's my experience. Maybe I just worked at well-managed places. And that'll make all the difference, too.
Sure. Right. Oh, I'm sure.
So.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to go take your word for it because I've never stripped, so I have no idea.
Yeah.
I mean, in my bedroom, but that doesn't really count.
She keeps reminding us she has a strip.
But I haven't. Just so you all know.
I don't think we suspected that you did, though.
Maybe it crossed your mind, Sam.
Now I have this beautiful mental image.
Yay! Good. I'm glad I could do that.
Yeah.
I love strip clubs, though. I actually really like going to them. I went to one in... Vegas with my ex-boyfriend, and it was for his birthday, and I forget the club, and then we were out on the main floor, and we decided to pick a girl and get a lap dance together.
Right.
No, I lied. I'm totally telling the story wrong. We were out on the main floor, and I picked a girl for him to get a lap dance just for him, and then he picked one for me, and I got one, and then we're like, let's go do one together. And we went. So we went to behind the curtains, and the girl, the stripper in front of me, she said her name, and the guy wrote down her name, and then she went in, and then he stops me. He goes, "What's your name?" And my boyfriend looks, and he goes, "She is not a stripper." He was, like, so offended, and I was like, and I was kind of like, "Oh, thanks for thinking." I was like, "Thank you." But he, like, looked at this guy, and he was like, "That is my girlfriend." And the guy's like, "Sorry, dude. I'm sorry." But I was like,
"Well, I'm sure it's not that usual to have a girl getting a lap dance from a girl."
No, that's usual, don't you think?
Really?
Well, you're also really, really pretty, you know?
I think it's hot.
Yeah.
I think it's hot.
Yeah.
Is it not common?
It just depends on the joint.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But
I enjoy it. That's all that matters.
Have you ever given a lap dance to a woman before?
Many times.
Oh, really?
Many times, yes.
Wow.
See?
That's pretty interesting. Are they like straight women, do you think?
Some straight, some that are obviously bi or bi-curious. They're with their boyfriends, and some straight-up lesbian girls.
Really?
Yeah,
wow,
for sure.
That's interesting.
Let's be honest.
Yeah.
Most women are all gay or bi-curious. Come on.
That's what you said. Yeah.
I'm serious.
Yeah.
I think more so than men, but I think so.
I love dancing for women. I mean, as long as they're actually into it and they're not just doing it to impress their coworkers that they're with or something like that.
Right.
I hate it when a woman comes into a strip club and she's very bitter or catty. You know, she's a couple drinks in and she's starting to make comments, or she thinks it's cool to be derogatory or mean to the strippers. It's so rare.
Right.
But when that happens, it's just such a bummer. It's even
worse than the guys do it. So why would she go there? Is it because she was dragged in by her husband or something?
Or she wants to be the cool girl.
Yeah,
look how progressive I am.
I'm okay with going to strip clubs. It's totally cool.
Yeah.
I think it's awesome. I took a stripping class, I was telling Sam, for a play that I did a few years ago, and I took a pole dancing class, and we learned how to give lap dances.
Oh, good for
you. It was the hardest fucking thing I've ever done in my life. I felt like I was a fat kid in gym class trying to crawl up that pole. Seriously. Like, I had gave so much credit to you guys, because for 2 hours, I was dripping sweat. I couldn't even breathe. I couldn't get my ass up there.
It'll kill you.
Oh.
It'll kill you.
Girl, it was such a great workout, though, but they have classes like that around here in L.A. Yeah, and the stripper shoes, man, I had to buy the... I wear heels every day, and I couldn't even walk in those.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, applaud. Yeah. Applaud, applaud.
Well, thank you. Okay. Thank you, thank you. No one has ever applauded my 7 years of service in that industry, so...
Well, I'm the first. You're welcome.
I do appreciate
it. Yeah, we
much.
Appreciate
But I'm being serious, though. I'm actually... I have a lot of respect for you girls. I could never do it.
Thank you.
I really couldn't, so I think it's great.
Yeah. So I think it's pretty hot that women go there. Now, women go in there by themselves or with another girl, right? I mean, no guy involved.
A lot of places will not let individual females in.
Really?
What?
Yeah.
Why is that?
Well, I think they're afraid that they could be, you know, like escorts or hookers trying to come in and, like, poach clients or something. It just depends. But a few places I've worked do encourage women to come in, you know, in groups or whatever. Yeah, like a lot of places I've worked, we even had same-sex bachelorette parties.
Yeah.
Oh.
Which was awesome.
That's
I'm
fun.
Sure.
Totally awesome.
That's fun.
Wow. Mm. So you're obviously into your work, you enjoy it and everything. So, I mean, the stripping, like, is that like the progression is the natural thing to go into porn after that?
I don't think so. Not in general. A lot of strippers don't even want to model. Mm. But I've always been interested in being in front of the camera one way or another.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And the reason I'm transitioning into porn is because I love sex. And I've been having all this great sex over the course of my life with no audience. It's just a sad thing.
Yeah.
You know, the world needs to be...
So it's not just that you love sex, but you love to do it in front of people, or you want people to know or to see?
You want people to watch.
It's that I enjoy sharing. I don't need people to watch to get off, but I enjoy sharing myself, that side of myself.
Wow.
Okay.
That's pretty interesting.
Hey.
People love women that share.
It's true.
Are you talking about yourself, Sam?
Hold on. We got a phone call. Let's see who that is. Good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Sam, it's Reese. How you doing, buddy?
Reese, how you doing? Reese is a listener, a longtime friend of the show.
Hi, Reese.
You've never spoken to Stephanie yet, huh?
No, this is my first time calling it. Hi, Stephanie.
Hi,
Reese.
Great job. Oh, thank you. Thanks for listening.
It's fun to hear you guys. Stephanie, let me ask you something. The play you did with the stripping, was it Hurley Burley?
No, it was not. It was a original play I did a few years ago. And now I'm blanking on the name of it. But no, that's actually a good guess. But no, I wish I would have done that play. I love that play. But no, it was actually, a friend of mine wrote it, and it was an original piece. And,
good for you. Working the pole is a lot. It's a physically difficult thing to do. And is Larkin still there?
Yeah.
Larkin
yes,
is
I
here.
Am.
Hey, it's been fun listening to you. I listened to you talking about moving to L.A. It made me think of all the times that actresses would ask Bette Davis for advice. She would always tell them all the same thing. Take Fountain.
I love it. That was her advice.
Yeah.
That's so great. That's so great.
It's good advice. Make it work for you, girl.
Yeah.
It is.
There you go.
I'll keep that in mind.
Yeah. Reese, you're going to have to come into the studio sometime again.
Buddy boy, anytime, please, man. It's always a good time coming on the show. I always have wonderful and engaging conversation, and it would be fun to get in there with you and Stephanie. You guys are doing a good job together.
Oh, we would love to have you.
Thank you so much, Reese, and thanks for still listening after all this time, man. I appreciate it.
Of course, of course. I remain a fan.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, honey. We'll come on in anytime.
Thanks, Reese.
Sounds great.
All right, have a good one.
All the best, man.
Bye,
thanks for calling.
Bye, Reese.
Bye.
We have such great listeners.
Yeah, we really do.
Oh,
you know?
they just take the time to, like, call in and write to us, and they're just, it makes me happy.
Yeah.
Anyway, thank
good.
You guys.
Yeah,
you guys
are
awesome.
And there again, we like to be watched and heard as well, too. You
watched
know? And,
always watching us, Sam.
Yeah.
They're just listening to us.
Well, it's always good to be appreciated.
You get the idea.
You know?
Yeah.
Be appreciated for
of
what
course.
You do.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely.
So now, so you said because you love sex. Well, I love sex too, but I don't know that I want my images out there for a long time, you know, forever. Is that like, that doesn't bother you at all?
I look at it this way. Mm-hmm. At no point in my life, I know myself well, at no point in my life do I want to go into law enforcement, politics, or child care. Okay, so that's part one. Part two, I don't want to be friends with or date or associate with people who would be prejudiced against a woman for doing porn or being in the sex industry in one way or another. And I'm willing to walk that talk.
Right.
I'm willing to be that girl and lead that life. I'm putting my money where my mouth is.
Sure.
Because I would not want to associate with anyone who's that close-minded.
Right. But isn't it true that while you're in the industry, you have to... Or not you have to, but you end up dating people in the industry because civilians are not really open to having someone in the porn industry.
I have found that that is not the case.
Yeah,
no?
I would say no with that.
So there's guys that are okay with it.
Yeah.
Yes, there are.
Okay.
There are some guys.
I've just been upfront about it.
How the hell do you know?
Because I actually, I would say this for strippers. I actually know a couple of people that have... girls that strip or used to strip that have dated guys not in the industry.
I see. Okay.
And even when they were stripping. So I'm going to say for stripping at least, no.
I see. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't really found it's cramped my style in the dating arena. I'm just upfront about it. And
right.
Actually, it narrows my pool to what I think are better quality
I see.
Human beings,
okay.
You know?
Yeah.
For me, it's important that a person be open-minded, not just about sex, but about everything. And that's a good acid test right there.
That's true, yeah.
So, you know.
Right. So now you just got into porn.
Right.
So, okay, so how long?
Yeah, like last week.
Okay.
Last week she hadn't done any porn yet.
Okay, so
today,
this weekend
I did
done.
My first scenes. But I had done
Yay.
Solo erotic stuff for years.
Okay,
and I've been
so
nude
is...
modeling since like 2006.
Okay.
Wow.
So solo erotic stuff is what?
Like I saw some, like, you have, like, bondage and things like that, right? That
but you pictures, you
stuff.
Mean? Just, like, modeling stuff?
And I did webcam shows.
Oh, okay.
And I
Got
did
it.
A couple of videos, like one for toysloves.com back in, like, 2007.
Mm-hmm.
I did
sex
some,
toys?
Yeah, sex
nice.
Toys. I wrote a Sibian and
there
things like
go.
That.
Wow. Have you heard of the Sibian before?
No. But what
Tell
is
them
it?
What that is.
I love sex toys, but so go on.
Yeah, but the Sibian is totally something
Look
else, out
you.
Of this
I'm
world.
Impressed,
well,
man.
I know because it's on Howard Stern. But
oh, okay,
I mean,
go
I've
ahead.
Seen
what is
it before, but go ahead.
Okay, so the Sibian, and I'll just preface this with, I didn't like it.
Oh.
But, you know, I thought it was overrated. But I can see how some people would. So it's kind of like, let me see. It's like this barrel-like thing that you straddle.
Okay.
And it has a vertical attachment that's motorized, and it moves, it gyrates in sort of a circular motion.
Right. And you don't have to insert, right? You don't have to insert it.
I think
it.
You
I mean,
can set
it
to vibrate as well.
Yeah. But
there's
a lot
different
of attachments yeah.
that do different things. It gyrates, it vibrates, and there's different sizes, different... You know, everything from, like, something shaped like a finger to a French tickler to, like, big
right.
dildos.
Oh,
you can
I see it. I
change
see it,
it
right
out.
Now.
Yeah, and you sit on top of it or against it, and
right.
it does.
And
it
it's
does.
Supposed to really vibrate strongly and give you, you know, like
right.
explosive orgasms stuff.
That may be yeah. why I found it unpleasant. I found
yeah.
it a little too strong.
Too
and
much.
Honestly, it's difficult for me to orgasm in a vertical position. I
oh,
don't
really?
Know why.
Really?
Yeah.
But it's almost impossible for me to come when I'm in a vertical
huh.
position.
Wow.
Interesting.
That's interesting. Yeah.
Weird little
not
tick,
a big deal.
But
yeah,
well,
not
some
a big
people
deal.
Can't.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
As long
yeah,
as
yeah.
you know your body.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
How I see it now. I'm sorry, I just Googled it.
Fabulous. It's pretty cool. It's an interesting piece of machinery, that's
yeah,
for sure.
But it's totally
yeah.
distracting. I mean, it doesn't look sexy, doesn't
I
sound
know,
sexy,
that...
you know. It's just that you have to close your eyes and really enjoy it, I guess.
Holy
you know?
Cow, that head is nice and big. Wow. Okay, sorry.
Wow, look at her smile. Look at that.
Well, I'm just looking at... Look at this one. Look at this. Hello.
Yeah, you
what
guys should look
little,
up the Sibian.
What? Really? I don't think that would...
What
that
are you seeing?
Be. Here.
Hold it up to the microphone so people can see.
That could be for anal insertion.
Oh,
yeah.
That big ball?
Well, sure.
You oh,
ever
yeah.
seen a butt
yeah,
plug?
All...
Yes,
mean...
I've seen them. I've
yeah,
used
we're
them.
Looking at the attachments
Do you know
for
what
Sibian?
I actually thought? I got for a... I did... Okay, I auditioned for a TV show a while ago. Sorry to cut you off, honey. But... and there was something in the script. It was like for CSI or something, one of those big shows. And they had a horse fetish in there. So,
oh, dear.
So I was like, is this real? So I went and I looked online, and uh-huh. I swear to God. Okay, I don't know if you know this, but there are people that are really into, like, horse fetishes. So what they do is one person's the horse, and they buy like a bit.
Oh, pony play.
Well, yes, exactly. Oh, wow. And they have like a butt plug with like horse tail on there, and you like so you ride them. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you exactly come when you're doing it, or this is just like getting them excited. I don't know what this really serves, to be honest.
Yeah.
But then you're like riding them, and then afterwards you groom them. They were like, yeah, you really have to take care of the horse. Like they say this online.
Jeez.
They're like, you have to take care of the horse. You have to groom them. You have to feed them. And I'm like, what the fuck? Like, it's so bizarre, but it's real. Like people do this. And so for a gag gift for a Christmas party last year, I bought a horsetail butt plug.
Oh my god.
Yeah, and the person that got it was like, it was like this chick who was super conservative, and I was like, secret Santa, and she was like, what the fuck is this? And nobody knew, and I was the only one in the house, and so I had to out myself, and I was like, it's a horsetail butt plug. And she was like, what the hell? I was like, oh, do you have a boyfriend? She's like, yeah. I go, then he'll love it. You guys do it together.
Yeah.
It was so embarrassing. That's but anyway, wonderful. So yeah, this little tidbit of information. So people are into all weird stuff like that.
They are, yeah.
So okay, so now you crossed over into porn. You did your first porn scene or scenes this weekend.
Correct.
How did it go? Tell us. Can you talk about it?
Yeah, it went great. Actually, my first one, I really jumped into it. I did a 5-man interracial gangbang.
Wow, that's your first film.
That was my first film.
Hell. Holy hell. Oh my god. Okay, go on.
I had a blast.
Okay.
Honestly,
I'm sure you did.
It was so much fun. Previously, I'd only had two guys at one time.
Right.
And I really thought I was going to get overwhelmed. I wasn't sure what I was going to do. But I was lucky to have excellent male talent that was experienced. And
okay.
They helped me, you know, with the whole keeping myself busy, multitasking, and also playing to the camera.
Right.
It was tough. The hardest thing about doing porn, I've noticed, is to enjoy yourself, but also to play to the camera, let the camera get the shot,
right,
be engaged with the camera, you know.
Yeah, so it's different positions and stuff that are not...
It's a little unnatural,
right,
like that.
Right.
Because you have to get the right angles and
right,
show the action and everything. But
right,
I had a really good time. Mm. All the guys were great. I mean, as soon as I met them, I knew it was going to be cool.
Right.
Yeah, and I had a lot of fun.
And you were open to things. I mean, what the hell, you know? So.
Well, yeah, I would think so.
Yeah, five guys. Wow. Now.
It was wonderful.
I'm sure it was for you.
Yeah. I'm sure it was amazing. So at one time, they were all fucking you in some way at one time.
Yeah. It would usually go like this. I'd be blowing one guy,
mm-hmm,
and one guy would be fucking me, and then I'd have my hand on one, maybe two others, and then one or two on the sidelines would be jerking, and then they'd switch off every 30 to 40 seconds.
Okay.
So it was kind of like a round robin thing.
Okay.
Right.
And I never got sore or hurt or anything. They were so good.
How long did you do this for?
The shoot was probably about an hour, maybe a little more.
Okay. Got it.
So, yeah, but the time flew by. I mean, I really enjoyed myself. They were all really nice dudes and great.
Yeah. So you get the shit fucked out of you for an hour, and then you get paid for it.
I
mean, what the hell? Yeah.
You know, I always hated that expression, but yes. Get the shit fucked out of it.
Oh, I
well,
yeah, guys say that shit. Yeah.
Yeah.
But, okay. Well, I won't say it anymore.
It's great.
Okay.
Geez, Sam. Okay. So you had a good time. So I don't even know where you go from here. Like you just kind of hit the mother load here. Like, what are you going to do? Are you open to anything? Like,
I'm very open. I wouldn't say that my next video, I've already done after that.
Mm-hmm.
I did a hand job video with a lot of dirty talk.
Right.
So, you know, it's not like one sex act is better or, oh, we have to top this or something. I want to try everything. I want to do everything I can on film, you know, within reason. But I enjoy women. I enjoy men. Yeah. I mean,
what's within reason though? Like, what would you not do?
I do anal,
okay,
but I don't do brutal insertions. It has to be small to average.
Yeah, yeah.
It has to be small to average.
Okay, got it.
You know, stuff like that.
Then it goes into the weird area when you start with the really big stuff, right?
Yeah, no, I'm not into that.
Yeah.
But I really enjoy a lot of different fetishes.
Okay.
I mean, everything from feet, to domination and submission, mm-hmm. you know, smoking. I like to incorporate these elements in my personal life. I'd love to get them on camera.
On camera as
well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that makes you pretty marketable because, you know, I mean, you do a lot of different things. You know, you're a flexible actress.
Yeah, and you know what? I'm not just acting. I do this stuff in my personal life. Well,
right.
I've never had five black guys at one time, but, you know, and honestly, that was a bit much. Like, two would be my limit for a good evening on my own, but
five is just a little too much.
Isn't it interesting how the women can pick and choose what they want, and the guys will just go with anything they can get?
Well,
you know?
That says a lot for men.
Because the women are the gatekeepers, you know?
That says a lot for men.
Yeah.
My dad wants to know, my dad listens to this. He's
such
an asshole. He just texts me, do they slap hands when one or two guys want to jump in like the WWF? You're such an asshole.
Actually, I think they might have a couple times.
Ah, they did! They slapped hands!
And I think
tag-teamed it?
I think I remember one guy saying, hey man, puff puff pass. Pass that shit. It was funny.
Well, what, they like were a joint?
They
like,
were,
like you're
yeah.
a joint?
Well, they were playing it up for the camera. Honestly, you know, they were very sweet, soft-spoken gentlemen off the camera. But on camera, it's all like, yeah, we're going to fuck this slut. You know,
yeah.
you got to play
right.
it up. And
well,
I'm like,
of course.
Oh, yeah, you know.
Of course. Well, you have to. I mean, you're on camera. You got to do it.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So you think you can actually enjoy it while you're in front of the camera, right? It's not just acting.
I don't
for
think
you.
I know.
Yeah.
yeah. Oh,
well, because yeah. you just did it. That's
exactly.
why I'm asking. Yeah.
Oh, yes. I enjoyed myself very much.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to ask you a personal question. When did you first have sex for the first time?
I lost my virginity shortly after my 14th birthday.
Oh, wow. Were you, and I'm just asking because I was molested as a kid, but mm-hmm. were you molested or any kind of sexual bad experience? Because sometimes women go one or two ways, and I have a lot of friends that were molested that love sex, and then I have friends that go the opposite way that hate it.
No, I was okay.
You just wanted to do it at 14?
I wanted, honestly,
yeah.
I remember wanting it. I know this sounds terrible, but I remember wanting it much younger, and I was a furious masturbator even
wow.
in the single digits of my life. And
wow.
so after I hit puberty, and it's like, oh, look, I'm pretty now.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I bet I can get some action. It's kind of like how it happened. And I picked the guy because I knew I could get him.
Right,
and,
right, right.
You know, it was like, it wasn't super romantic or anything. It was just like, okay, cross that off my list. Now I can start enjoying myself.
Wow.
Yeah.
So
well, there you go.
It's such a turn on to hear of, you know, horny chicks that even like masturbated when they were young, you know, because I know I started early as well. You know, I mean, I was mm-hmm. like, I don't know if I was a fierce masturbator or furious, however you described it. But nevertheless, you know, from an early age. But I always found it fascinating that women are like that, too, because I think I was raised with knowing that women are not into sex, you know, I mean, it was like in the 60s, you know, and it was different, you know, it was different.
Yeah.
And today women are very liberated about their sexuality, about what they like, what they don't like.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, I think, I don't know, I like porn. I watch porn. Like,
yeah.
I have no problem with it, you know, but I'm a sexual person. I have made a sex tape. I'm going to be honest, but it's totally fun. If
really?
It doesn't get out, it's totally fun. That's just my personal opinion. Like, you
is
know,
is it fun to make it or to watch it?
I think it's more fun to make it.
Yeah.
Cause then us women, at least you're okay with it. I do this. Oh my God. I look bad in that angle. I don't want to see that. That's what I do.
Yeah.
You know what? I do the same thing, but I've learned to quiet that voice. And
yeah.
At least with practice, you learn what angles you do look good in.
Yeah.
To the point where it's like, man, I look banging the whole way through that.
There you go.
Video.
Nice. Well, I would just rather watch it. I'm not, you know, I'll do it like, you know, like I said, with the person I'm with, but
yeah.
You know, you always got to be careful.
I don't see the point in making it. I mean, it will come out one way or another, you know?
You know what, Sam?
Yeah.
Thanks a lot.
Well, good
thanks
for you for being liberated. Don't listen to him. Good for you for being
liberated. I'm totally I've been with women. I talk
high
about
five.
It on here.
Yeah.
I talk about it on here. I'm
high
fine.
Five.
And my dad listens, and he listens to me being with women and all this stuff. He knows it all. But no, I'm okay with it. Like, I was with guys I was married, and I was with men mm-hmm. And I still like men. You know, I've been with four women, and I think it's hot. You know, I like porn. I masturbate. Like, I'm totally okay with it. I'm free about it. I don't think there's anything wrong. I think sex is a beautiful thing. You know, I think that if you want to choose to live a certain way, or you know, if you want to have a lot of sex or you don't, it doesn't matter to me. I don't care. I don't judge.
Well,
don't
we should have planned the group masturbation for the show today.
Settle down, Sam. You can start.
Wouldn't
you
that too? Be awesome?
I'm sure that would make your year. That would make your year, Sam.
So we're talking to Larkin Love, and she just did her firstborn film over the weekend. And so you only did one so far, right?
I've done two.
Two.
Yeah, I did the gangbang for blacksonblondes.com.
Right.
Okay.
And then the hand job.
And then
one.
The hand job for Mono Jobs, M-A-N-O, like mono a mono.
Right.
Monojobs.com. And that was a fun one.
Yeah, did you like that?
I enjoyed it because they wanted a lot of dirty talk, like a lot of encouragement, a lot of engaging the viewer.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something I'm really good at.
Mm-hmm.
You know, given a little inspiration, I can just roll with it.
Right.
In my personal life, I very often dom.
Mm-hmm.
So I had that kind of attitude. You know, I'm encouraging the viewer. I'm like, jerk off for me right now. Go on, squeeze your balls. You know, like that kind of... I don't know how much I can... You know, I want to say.
Honey, we're on the internet. We can talk about anything.
Yeah, we've already said enough.
Well, I don't want to give it away, but, you know... it was fun because I got to show that side of my personality.
Yeah. That's cool. That's
bring
really
out my
cool,
skill set beyond just
there
the physical.
You go, girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you been to you said you've been with two men at the same time. Have you been to orgies at all?
I have not been to an orgy. I've been to some parties that kind of evolved into people doing things in various places. I've been to swingers clubs.
Right.
I've been to S&M play parties where there was not any actual sex going on, but
right,
a lot
right.
of people doing various kinky things.
Sure.
Right.
I've had a lesbian foursome, which was awesome.
Wow. I'm sure. God damn it. How come I don't get that?
You could,
I guess,
Sam,
I need
if
to
you
be
really
a woman.
Wanted to.
Yeah.
So I'm not a stranger to group sex.
Yeah.
It's hot. I think group sex is hot. Why not?
Yeah.
You should go to Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith's sex parties. You know that they're swingers, right?
I did not know that.
Oh, huge swingers.
Really?
Yeah, actually, a friend of mine went to one of their parties. And, I mean, it's getting less hush-hush, but they're huge swingers.
Oh, my
they're
God.
They're both bi, if not gay, but they stay married and they just... have sex parties all the time. There's supposedly the people that have gone to these parties, supposedly there is a room in the house that the kids cannot get to that don't even know about it, and that's where they have their sex parties.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Crafty.
So yeah, a lot of Hollywood actors are bi or gay or whatever.
I want to go.
Well, I don't know. I don't know anybody that can get you on the list, but if I hear of anybody, I will definitely send their information your way. I'm sure you could get on it. There's probably so many people that go.
I have so much love to give.
I don't know if I would want to have sex with either of them, to be honest. Doesn't really... No. And not that... I'm not racist. I'm just saying...
We didn't think you were.
No, I'm just saying, like, I'm not attracted to either of them.
Yeah.
To be honest. You?
Yeah, both. I have
really?
A pretty wide scope of who I'm attracted to. I mean, there's definitely people I'm not, but... You know, they are under the umbrella of people I would spend an intimate... time with.
I don't know. I can't. I don't really find either of them. I don't know. They just don't do it for me. Bradley Cooper, on the other hand, yes.
He does
for
it
sure.
for you. Yeah.
Yeah, but I heard he might be gay, and that just makes me sad.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. Thank you. Thank you for that. I want to cry. Okay, so what's your next project? Are you going to be doing stuff this week or what? Do you know?
Oh,
or do
geez.
They just call you? Like, how does this... I watch porn. I just don't know what happens in the industry.
Well,
so.
Here's what happens. I have an agent who gets me some work, and I also look for it on my own.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And besides, you know, the outright pornography, I do a lot of nude modeling. I did a shoot just yesterday evening, just nude.
Oh.
And let me see. I have a couple more this week, topless and nude, you know, before I leave for Vegas on the 19th. I'm going for a week to rehearse a horror burlesque show. I can't give too many details yet because it hasn't been fully announced. But
A horror burlesque show.
Yes.
Yeah,
so
wow,
be a
that
vampire
sounds
girl
interesting.
Coming
wow.
out of the coffin.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Where is this at?
In Vegas. Mm. We haven't pinned down a location yet, so I'm not supposed to give out any details.
Oh,
but,
okay.
That's okay. I'm sure it'll all be on tape and we'll get to watch it, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Fun.
Wow. So, you know, porn isn't the only thing I do. I keep busy.
Yeah.
Apparently.
Obviously.
That's great.
Yeah.
Are you still going to strip out here or what?
I have not stripped since I moved out here.
Okay.
And you know what? I'm a little burned out on it. I will probably go back to it at mm-hmm. some point. Mm-hmm. But right now I'm having a lot of fun focusing on modeling, porn, mm-hmm. Burlesque. And also I'm working on a horror film. I don't know if you guys knew about this.
Oh, I don't know.
No, we didn't know about that.
Yeah, I'm co-producing a horror film with Liam Carl. He's a local artist. It's his directorial debut.
Mm-hmm.
I helped him produce the script, and we recently came out with a teaser trailer mm-hmm. that we're using to hopefully drum up some budget, which would be awesome.
Mm-hmm. It's yes, to make the movie, that would help.
Yeah, it's a psychological horror movie, medically themed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Can you tell us about it or no?
There's a website.
Okay, what is it so the listeners can go to it?
Okay, the website is www.thetreatmentfilm.com. The title is The Treatment.
Okay.
And so it's thetreatmentfilm.com, and there's a teaser trailer up there. We shot that to sort of get a handle on the aesthetic and to show the actors that we've cast and, you know, just give a sense of the story.
Are you in it, too?
I'll be in there for a couple, like, little side roles just so we don't have to hire somebody else. You know, like a birth hall nurse number two.
Right.
Woman
right.
on commercial. But most of my work is going to be behind the camera.
Yeah. Oh, that's
so
cool.
So I've been doing, you know, I've been working with him on the script. We're finished with the script. It's all set.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Definitely multi-talented there, I'm telling you, huh? She'll do just about anything, and she's qualified to do everything.
Hey, you know what? She knows who she is, and she knows what she wants, and I respect that, you know?
Yeah.
I do. I completely respect if you know who you are and you know what you want. As long as you're not hurting anybody, like, intentionally, I think it's cool.
Yeah.
I applaud it, girl.
No, for sure, you know, and I mean, I wish I could live a life like that, you know, and actually when I was younger in my 20s and stuff, I was pretty liberal and crazy and things like that, you know, so just enjoy these years. I mean, it's the best years of your life.
I'm 25. You know? My 20s were hard.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I would never want to do it again, ever. Yeah. I hated it.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't hate it, but I didn't love it.
Yeah.
It was rough. It was like a period for me of like finding myself, but like going through a bad marriage and a bad relationship and just like not being okay with who I am or what I want. And, you know, like, I mean, I'm still coming out of it, but like my 30s have definitely been better for sure. Yeah.
Okay. First off,
what?
I would not have pegged you as any older than me. So you look fantastic.
I love
That's
her.
True, huh? She doesn't look in her 30s at all.
No, she's got great skin. Yeah. She doesn't have wrinkles or anything. You look great.
I love you.
You look awesome.
Why have you never told me this before, Sam?
Really?
He just is agreeing with you now. He's such an ass. Thank you, darling. Well, I am 31, and I'm totally okay with saying that. So but I have to say, my 20s were really difficult. But I think it's great. You have a sense of yourself. You know what you want. You know, I feel like our 20s are self-discovery. You know, it's a hard period. It really, really is, at least for most of the people that I know, too. But, I mean, especially for us that aren't at home having babies and getting married and, you know what I mean?
Oh, God, I could never do that.
You don't ever want to do that?
No.
No, it's not for her. I mean, that's not the life that she wants, you know, obviously,
well, that's not,
you know.
I have a friend who's a stripper who was a stripper for years in Texas.
Uh-huh.
And she finally, when she was in her later 30s, is when she decided, hey, I want to get married and have a kid.
Hmm.
But she never thought about it for the longest time.
Yeah.
Marriage I can get behind. I'm really not into the kid thing.
Yeah.
Everyone says, you'll change your mind, but I've always felt that way.
Yeah.
Always. I've just never been into it. You know, other people, go ahead. You know, I don't hate your children, but I don't want to interact with them.
No, for someone like you, it would be a hindrance, you know? I mean, because you just
driven,
like to be...
I'm too driven, and I don't feel like there's a hole in my life that needs to be filled. You know, I don't feel a need.
Right.
So that is highly unlikely in my future.
Hey, but you know what? That's fine. You know, kids, it's not...
Yeah.
You can just have dogs. Do you need a dog?
Cats.
Or get your dog?
I am one cat short of being a crazy cat lady.
Are you? How many cats do you have? You're like me.
Two.
But, oh.
I got two.
Do you want more?
Only if I get a bigger place.
Okay. Just come to me and talk to me when you want cats. I can get you a cat. I swear to God.
She's got connection.
I am so ridiculous when it comes to animals. Like, I'm a dog person more than a cat person. But my friend Cecile... my bestie, who she's awesome, she started a page for me because my dad was making fun of me, a Facebook page called Stephanie Reibel Dog Hoarder Please Help Me. That is the name of my Facebook page.
Oh, what a good friend.
I know, right?
Jeez.
So we're posting all these dogs that are about, or cats that are gonna be put down, But trust me, I go to the shelters all the time. If you ever need a cat, come to me. I'll get you a cat. But just rescue one. If you buy one, I'm never talking to you again.
I have the same conviction. I cannot get behind breeding or selling cats. No, all of my pets are shelter rescues or foundlings.
Perfect. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, good. When you need one, then you only have two. You're not that crazy yet. I've had four dogs in my house at one time. Two I was fostering, and then two of my own. So I feel like I'm the crazy dog person. But Sam has to deal with it. I talk about dogs all
the time. I don't know why we're talking about animals all of a sudden. You know,
what? We're changing it up. I know. Animals. We can talk about other things besides sex. Yeah. She is a person.
Speak for yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, I wanted to ask you, though, in that gangbang, did you actually orgasm doing it?
I did.
You
twice.
Did? With manual stimulation or just from penetration and stuff?
I can orgasm vaginally.
Yeah.
And I did.
Really?
Yes.
Wow, how cool.
And
that
that's
is.
That's something I only managed to achieve like in the last 2 years.
Really? So take some practice or
I don't
whatever.
Know. Yeah, I don't know if it's practice, me being more comfortable with
it's
myself
more comfortable.
Or
I'm gonna say comfortable.
Yeah.
Something in my body fully developed. I don't know what the hell it is.
Yeah.
I think that when women can come vaginally, that it's definitely because they're more comfortable with themselves. Like I have friends that are like, I can't do, and I'm like, dude, just relax.
Yeah.
If you relax, it's fine. Then you're fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's women get really uptight.
There still have to be some clitoral stimulation, wouldn't you say? Or
not all the time.
No?
I am actually now able to orgasm from doing crunches.
Really?
Yeah, girl. I know.
Yes.
I know. Enough said. Yeah. Just enough
I figured out which internal abdominal muscles get that going. Yeah. And
I totally understand.
So.
I understand. Trust me.
Well, we better wrap up here before
Sam is
I'm
pissed.
Like, before I come all over the place. Here.
Oh, Jesus.
All right. Listen, Larkin, thank you so much.
Yes.
You're
thank
a lot of fun.
Thank you for coming
we
on.
We wish you a lot of luck.
Thank you for having me.
Sure. Where can people find you online if they want to? Do you have a website yet? Are you working on it?
Yes, I do have a website. LarkinLove.com.
Mm-hmm.
And I also have a Twitter.
Okay.
So we can
and
follow you.
It's Miss Larkin Love, M-I-S-S,
okay.
Larkin Love. Some jackhole already had Larkin Love.
Really?
Even before I started making a name for myself. Go figure.
Uh-huh.
But so Larkin Love, LarkinLove.com and Miss Larkin Love is my Twitter feed.
Sounds good. Okay,
Yay.
Everybody, go check her out.
Thanks for
joining us again.
Thank you so much.
And good luck to you, of course. And Stephanie, thank you.
Thank you, Sam.
We'll see everybody here tomorrow.
Bye,
we're too hot and bothered.
Okay.
You have been listening to Sam and Stephanie in the Morning, which airs every weekday from 10 until 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you have a question for our hosts, or if you would like to inquire about sponsorship opportunities, please direct all communication to info@latalkradio.com. Sam and Stephanie is a production of LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.